friends. This year should be a specialist for Armin Armin Rasi Sheyichyu. Uli Nishmas, Maras Esther, Bas Rib Shmuel, Rib Shmuel Pinchas, Ben Rib Yaakov Tzvi, Rib Alexander Zisha, Ben Rib Yosef, Maras Chana, Bas Rib Yitzhon, Maras Atachan, Rib Meir Zev, and Lischus, Moshe Huda, Ben Peshadina, Heinish, Shlita, Lischus, From Shraga ben Malka Esther, Summer Shlita, Vishadai Bracha Bat Slacha, Choma Seideim, Lusus Rishim Shinitzra Garber Shlita, Huv, Cholanova Melav, Bracha Bat Slacha, the Mishnah Psachim, and of Sadi Tesamid Bey says, Erev Psachim Samachal Mincha, Leuchaladam Shetech Shach, that Erev Pesach, when it's close to Mincha, you're not allowed to eat until dark. Tosis there in Dibor Maschalat Shetech Shach writes, Makshim Amayit Sterechat Shetech Shach, Pshita, of course, you're not allowed to eat at Shetech Shach. When else? That's when you're eating your Pesach meal. They all do Gemara Gabbai Shabbos Yom Tovim Loika Tani Lei, and also by Shabbos Yantav it doesn't say Ache Techshach. Why not? V'omer Rimi Korvil the Gabbai Matzah Dafka Bein and Ache Techshach. No, Gabbai Matzah special din you need Ache Techshach. Kisani B'susevtes Matzah Pesach Matzah Morer Mitzasim Ache Techshach. V'tayim Yishim Tachsiv Achos Abaseh B'lai Lazel Matzah Morer Zkashu LePesach. So there's a special pasuk that tells us to eat the basar. At this night, it has to be night. And there's a hekesh between matzah and morah and pesach. They're equated in memela. Pesach, matzah, and morah have to be by night. Aval sudas Shabbos v'yamtiv. Matzi achlum v'be'ed yeim. But the sud of Shabbos and yamtiv, a person's allowed to eat it while it's still day. Like it says in Tfilas HaShachar, and Perek Tfilas HaShachar, Brachos 27b, that a person can daven Shabbos davening on Erev Shabbos, and he can say Kiddush while it's still day. And so writes the Rosh in Simon Beis, and in Brachos Perek Dalet. So we see from here that Tosfos holds they could be mekayim the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos v'yomtiv mibaod yom bizmana tosefes. If you're mekabel tosefes, you could be mekayim the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos v'yomtiv. And why? Because Tosfos holds that the zman of tosefes, of the additional time that you're adding on, is part and parcel of zmana Shabbos. That din tosefes is a din in the cheftz of the zman. That the Zman turns into Shabbos. And it's not just the din and the gavra that a person is asur b'malacha b'zman atosefes, but the time remains as it was. No, rather the time becomes Shabbistic, and therefore he holds that he can be mekayim b'zman atosefes, mitzvos hakshuras b'Shabbos, kevan shezman atosefes hu chelek mi-Shabbos. The Zman atosefes is part and parcel of Shabbos. And this is discussed at length in the Sefer Likutei Sichos in the 19th volume, in Ve'eschanan in Siv Zion, and in the Ha'aris Ayin Sham. Ayin also B'sefer Divrei Yecheskel and Simen Mem Heos Katnei. In Ksubis, Daf Mem Vov Omid Beis, it says in the Mishnah, that a father is zocha and his daughter, who's a ketana and naira, and the money in her kesef kedushin, he can be mekadisher al yidei shtar, when he's mekabel the shtar erisin for her, ubibia, he can be moser her lebia. He's also Zaka in Maisa Yodeha. And the Gemara wants to know where you get this from. And the Gemara answers, that Misvara, it would appear that the Maisi Adayim of the Naira goes to her father, because if you think the Maisi Adayim goes to her, the Torah says that he can give her over to Chuppah. He can be Makadishir and give her over to Chuppah. So it's Mashmir that she's Birshusa of the Gabe Kol Nesinos, she Yeshba, even the Masr L'Chuppah. How can a father be Masr L'Chuppah? He's Mafkia her Maisi Adayim of that day. That he's a Moser L'Chuppah. that she's mizbata from all of her malacha. So how can he force her to be involved with the chuppah when she or ma'isi yadayim go to her? It must be that the father gets the ma'isi yadayim and therefore he could be mevatel or malacha on that day. Frek the Gemara. Paruch Rav Chaim adiyov l'schar pekata l'olam. Really, her ma'isi yadayim is hers, not her father's. Not that he can give her over to chuppah, is when he gives her the money. He gives her the money. D'mei hafka'asim imaisi adesh aloso yom. Inami d'masel abililya. Or he gives her over to chuppah at night, which is not zman melacha, and he's not mevatel her from her ma'isi yadayim. Or he can give her over on Shabbos and on Yontif. Which are not zman melacha, and he's not mevatel her from her melacha, and those days, so it's talking about a case where she doesn't lose her ma'isi yadayim. And that's why if she would lose her ma'isi yadayim, the father wouldn't have this right. But since she's not losing her ma'isi yadayim, like if he gives her over on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the father has a right to give her over to chuppah. Tosfos divar maschil demasar la b'Shabbos v'Yom Tovim, right? What do you mean? It says in the Gemara in Moed Kodem, V'samachti b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha, you're not allowed to marry women on Chol HaMoed. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, it's a Jerusha Gemura, Chagiga, 8b, it's Dairaisa. So how's he giving her over on Shabbos and Yom Tov? And Gemara says, this answers, nope. It's Shah Achas Lifnei Yom Tov, Shuka Yom Tov l'milocha d'taysef is Dairaisa. V'tel Shal Mimalocha. It's talking about where it's Man Tosefes. So Bizmana Tosefes, she's not doing Malacha, but there's obviously no Simcha, otherwise he wouldn't be able to marry her off, because Ain Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. So you see from here, you saw it from Tosis, it's interesting how, you know, you're in the middle of Ksubis, and all of a sudden they have this Gemara that's very Nogeya to Mitzvah Simcha's Yom Tov. So there's no Din Simcha in the Zman of the Tosefes, and therefore he can give her over, because there's only an Isser Malacha, but no Mitzvah Simcha. L'chor, it's mashma from this, that Tosfos holds that the din of Tosefes is only a din on the Gavra, that he's also b'malacha b'zman at Tosefes. But the etzim hazman doesn't become yantivtik. So again, there's an iser malacha, that's why he's not mevatla from Ramaisi Adayim, but there's no simcha, memela, you don't say in Marvin simcha b'simcha. So it seems from Tosfos that the din of Tosefes is just a din on the Gavra, that a Gavra is now allowed to do malacha, but the time doesn't turn yantivtik, and therefore there's no mitzvah simcha. So we have to understand that this is also what we learned in Pesachim. In Pesachim, we learned that you can be Mekayim the mitzvahs of the mitzvahs. You can eat Shabbos and Yom Tov, and be Mekayim the mitzvahs on Tosefes, in the Zman of Tosefes. And here you can have the Sudas Bizman of Tosefes. And here we're saying no, the Bizman of Tosefes is no mitzvah simcha. It's not the time, but the time be'etzim doesn't become Yom Tov. It's just an Isser Gavra to do Malacha. So this is discussed a great deal in the Acharonim. In the Sefer Rishima Shiurim of one of the great Lubavitcher Rosh Yeshiva of our door, huge, huge Talmud Chacham. His name is Rav Yosef Yitzchak Kalmanson. Rav Yosef Yitzchak, you can guess where that name came from, right? The last Rebbe Shver. And the Kalmanson, I guess he's some point there was someone named Kalman in the family. In any event, so in his Sefer, he says as follows, that the Sheet of Tosis is that the Etzim Zman HaTosefes doesn't change and remains what it was before. And the whole Din of Tosefes is only in the Kedusha, that the Torah is Megala, that there's Kedusha in the time of Tosefes. That a person, Al Yidei Kabbalasso, could be Mamshich Kedusha Shabbos and Yom Tov in the earlier time from Plaga Mincha, v'lamala, like we see in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Reis Samach Aleph. And all of the dinim that are tali in Kedusha Shabbos, Achal, he's Aser b'malacha, etc. But the Etzim Zman doesn't change. It remains the same as it was the previous day. It's still Friday. He just has a din of Kedusha Shabbos v'yom tov because of the din Tosefes. And that is that the Kedusha Shabbos is mispashet. The Kedusha spreads out, extends on a little bit of Friday. It remains Friday, but it has its Kadosh B'Kedusha Shabbos because the person was Mekabel Al Atzmo Kedusha Shabbos. Very, very famous. We've discussed this in the past, that the Ma'aril brought in the Ramon Yeridea Kuf Tzadi Vav holds that the Etzim Zman doesn't change, and therefore the inyan matters that don't connect, that don't depend on a Kedusha Shabbos, like as far as counting the Zayin Nikiyim, Sfira Sa'omer, so it's still considered Friday. Even after Kabbalah Shabbos, but it's still considered Friday. As far as Sfira Sa'omer and Sfira Zayin Nikiyim go, etc. It's also the Marashal in Simen Samaches, that if a person's Mekabal of Shemini Atzeres, if he wants to eat, he still has to eat in the Sukkah Doraisa, because it's still Sukkahs. Taz argues and he holds that no, the Zman changes, it becomes like the next day, the Dagol Merivava already dings with the Taz, from what it says in Yeridei and Kuftzadi Vav, Ayin Sham, the Dagol Merivava. So based on what we said, we can say as follows, that Bizman HaTosefis, you can only be Mekayim those mitzvahs that are rooted in Kedusha Shabbos V'yamtiv. That these mitzvahs you can be Mekayim even Bizman HaTosefis, since Bizman HaTosefis is Kaddish B'Kedusha Shabbos. Mashen Kein mitzvahs that are mitzad de etzem hayom, and not because of Kedusha Sayom, you can't be Mekayim then Bizman HaTosefis, since Bizman HaTosefis doesn't become the next day. It still remains the previous day. So based on this, Tosis is Gevaldik. Tosis holds as Imsin mitzvah of Kiddush and Suda Shabbos V'yamtiv and Simcha. Mitzvah Simcha, Kiddush Shabbos, Suda Shabbos V'yamtiv and Kiddush, Armidin Kiddushas Hayom. Kiddushas Hayom, you can draw even into Friday. You be Mekayim Bizman HaTosefes. Mashen Kein the Din Simcha B'yamtiv, Yisodim Mishum Etzim Hayom. It's because of the day itself. It has to be that day. It has to be Saturday. It has to be the Yomtiv. And it has to be nighttime. It's not enough to you can't add on to the Simcha. And therefore, there's no Chiyuv Simcha Bizman HaTosefes like comes out from Tosis in Ksubis. Because the Din Kiddush, it's Pashat that Yisodim B'Kiddushas Hayom. Mitzah Kiddush, we learn from the Pasuk of Zohar Chasiyam HaShabbos L'Kacho. And therefore you can be Makadesh Bizman HaTosefes because Kiddush is totally in Kedushas Hayom. And Chiyuv Suda also, it's Medin Onik Shabbos like we see in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch and Tavkuf Chavches, Yiv Gimel. And Mitzvah Sainik Shabbos is Mishum Kedusha Shabbos because we learn V'karas El Shabbos Einik V'kedosh Hashem Mechubad like we see in the Rambam chapter 30 Mehilchas Shabbos. So since the Suda is Midin Oneg and Oneg is Midin Kedusha, so that can be done even by day. And we see this also in the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Vav, Halachat Zayin, Ayin Sham. So that's the Din of Kiddush and Chiyuv Suda Shabbos V'Yom Tov, Midin Kedusha Shabbos. And therefore, Tosfos holds you can be Mekayim them as Manat Tosefes, Masha Ein Kein. Mitzvah Simcha B'Yom Tov, Ein Chiyuvo Mishum Kedusha Sayom. Shari Chiyuv HaSimcha Hu Gam B'Chol HaMoed. The Chiyuv Simcha and Yom Tov is not because of Kedusha Sayom. There's even Simcha and Chol HaMoed, which doesn't have Kedusha Sayom. We've seen the Rambam, Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Vav, Halachat Yud Zayin. And in the Shulchan Aruch, Admor HaZaken, in Tavkuf Chav Tes, Yivov. So you saw the Chiyuv is because of the Etzim Yimei HaChag, V'Samachta B'Chagecha. It's not because of the Kedusha Yimei HaChag, it's because of the fact that you're in the Chag. And that doesn't start until nighttime, and therefore there's no Kedusha in the Tosefes. Based on this, we understand that what Tosa says in Arvei Pesachim, that Zman HaTosefes, you can't be Yotze Matzah and Pesach, because it says Balayla Hazeh. What Tosa means is that Pesach and Matzah are because of the Etzem Hazman of Layla Hazeh. That was when we had the Nes of Avarti or Pasachti, and it's not Midin Kedushas Hayom. If it was Midin Kedushas Hayom, then you would be able to eat the Matzah and the Pesach with Zman HaTosefes. But since it's Midin, the Etzem Hazman, that the Nes happened on Tezvav, you can't turn Yudal. They say turn Friday night into Shabbos. That we would encourage all people to do. But you can't turn Yudal into Tezvav. So Yudal blibes Yudal, and therefore you can't eat the Pesach and Yudal. Even if you make Tosefes Yom Tov, that doesn't make it part of. It doesn't make it a new day. It's still Yudal, and you have to eat the Pesach Matzah and Maror. Bizman HaNes. We also see this in the Ogre, the name of the Ma'aril, brought in the Shach in Yerodea Kuf Tzadi Vav, that even if a woman is makabel tosefes Shabbos, she can still do her hefsek taira and start counting her zayinikim, because again, it's still considered Friday for her, even though she's the kedusha Shabbos is on her, but as far as the day goes, it's still Friday. Okay, there's a Weltmore to say on this topic, but this is just to give you a little bit of a taste, and we hope to revisit it because it's super gewaldic. And we learned that in Tosefes Shabbos V'Yomtif, it has the Kedusha, but it still remains the previous day. And therefore, as far as eating the Pesach Matzah and Mar, you can't eat it yet, because Pesach Matzah and Mar have to be on Tesvav, and on the day of Pesach, and not earlier, and you adding it on doesn't make it the earlier day. But those things that are totally in Kedusha, for example, Kiddush, Suda, those can be done Bizmana Tosefes. And as far as Simchas Yomtif goes, Simchas Yomtif is totally in the Etzem Zman of Yomtif, and therefore it's even on Chol HaMoed, and it wouldn't be Bizmana Tosefes. There's no problem of the Tosefes of Samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha, and the father could be Moser his daughter l'chup at that time. So this is great, and Amir Tashem, we should be zochah to revisit this, and I thank my sweet friends so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.